Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmetullahi aleyh فرماتے تھے اگر منادی کرنے والا مسجد کے دروازہ پر ندا کرے کہ سب سے برا شخص باہر نکل آئے تو دروازہ کے پاس مجھ سے پہلے کوئی نہ آئے مگر وہ جو مجھ سے طاقت میں بھر کرو. حضرت مالک بن دینار رحمہ اللہ علیہ, assuming there's a caller at the door of the masjid outside, saying that the vilest person, the most evil person must come out. Then he says that no one will be able to come out first other than me, except that one who has got more strength than me to block me. He says, yeah, I will block everyone because I know that I am the vilest person, I am the most evil person, and I will be the first to be outside and answer the call of that person who wants to see who is the most evil person. These awliya, when they make such statements, this is their firm belief. He's not pleading humility, tawazu'. No, that is his firm belief, that there is no one in this dunya that is worse than me. When tawazu really settles in the heart of a person, then he becomes conscious that of his own contemptibility and of his own evil. Hatim al-Aslam rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the ke Allah Ta'ala ne mutakabbir ko duniya se نہیں نکالتا جب تک کہ وہ ادنا خدمتگار ہو اور ہمسایوں سے اس کو ذلت نہ دکھاوے. حاتم الاسلم سے اللہ تعالیٰ will not take from this دنیا متکبر, the arrogant one, the person of pride, his mouth will not come until such time that اللہ تعالیٰ does not disgrace him. Allah Ta'ala will humiliate him in front of his servants and his neighbors and those who are close to him and people. Allah Ta'ala will bring about his disgrace. So that will be his punishment here in this dunya. The akhirat is another punishment. But this is the ultimate end in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala will ensure that before he leaves this dunya, he will be disgraced. In different ways Allah Ta'ala disgraces the people of the Qabur. اور موت سے پہلے وہ اپنے بول و بھرا سے آلودہ نہ ہو. And اللہ تعالیٰ will see and show that by the time of mort, this person is متکبر, he will be soiled in his own urine and feces. His health will collapse that he will not have any control over his bowels. He will urinate and mess himself up. That is the will be a punishment for the person of the Qabr. Allah Ta'ala will show him that he thought is great and mighty. So now this is his condition. So one must always examine oneself and fear the end. One may be healthy now, strong and wealthy, have all the luxuries of the dunya. What will happen tomorrow? No one knows what can happen to that person tomorrow. Abu Turab Bakhshi rahmatullahi alayhi farmate hain, faqir ko haqir janna ain takabbur hai. Hazrat Abu Turab rahmatullahi alayhi says that to despise a faqir, poor person, a beggar, to despise him, that is in reality, it is takabur, one of the worst types of takabur. The thing, when you despise the thing and you buffet the thing and fakir, then you must understand that you are suffering now from takabur. Aisa hi fuqara ke haq mein bura kehna kutto ki khasrat hai. And say to speak ill of the fuqara, of the fakir, to speak ill of them, or to insult one of them, it is the attitude of the quality of a dog. And There was one person, well, very extremely wealthy person, and he was very arrogant. He always buffeted the poor and despised them, hold them in contempt. One day he was sitting and having meals with his wife, and he was eating fowl. There was a knock at the door. And he sent his wife went to see who's there. And then she said that they're fakir here. So he shouted, "Well, chase him away." Chase the fellow away. There's nothing for him. So he's a fakir. Went away without anything. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, the beggar never buffet the beggar. Another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hadithullah lil mu'min, the hadiya, a gift of Allah Ta'ala for the mu'min, wukuf sa'il ala babihi, it is the standing of the sign of the beggar at your door. He comes to collect his risk from you. Now you buffet him in this manner. So this person, they chased away this fakir. Then after some years, Allah Ta'ala says the thing, تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَعْوِ الْوَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These are the days we rotate them among people. Sometimes this one is wealthy, this one is a poor person, tomorrow their tables are turned again. So it has so happened that this man, he lost all his wealth and he became so poor that he was unable to maintain his wife also any longer. And finally, he divorced the gave a talaq because he was unable to maintain her. He was extremely, he became now pauper now. So after some time, this wife, she got married to another wealthy person, very wealthy person. So one day, they were having meals, sitting down having meals, and also there was fowl served. As they were about to eat, there was a knock on the door. She went to see who was it, and she said that there's a fakir here. So her husband said, take this food, this fowl, the entire fowl, and give it to the fakir. His husband was a person of good-hearted man, so she gave everything, that thing, to the fakir. And the fakir went on. And she delayed a couple of minutes there. After, when she came back, the husband observed, noticed that she was crying. So he asked her, why are you crying? Why did you cry? So she said, that fakir, he was my former husband. He was my former husband. And she narrated, one day what happened? We were having at there when he was in good state, wealthy. We were having meals in the same way, and fowl was being, and we had fowl there. And a fakir came, and this was his reaction. He chased the fakir away. And today Allah Ta'ala made him a fakir, and he came, but he was not chased away. You gave him the fowl. So the husband said, do you know who that fakir was who came, who was chased away? It was me. I was the fakir. I was that fakir, and your husband that chased me away and buffeted me away. And this is the way Allah Ta'ala turned the tables. So one must never be arrogant, be always a thing, kind to the fuqara, because they will be a blessing not only in this dunya, they will be a blessing for you in the akhirat, where you will be in dire need and help to save yourself from calamity. Allah Ta'ala will allow the fuqara to go in search of those who had assisted them there and take them along with them to Jannah.